know what that means. Joining us from the Peak Radar, it is Jonathan Toman. See, Jonathan, my brain is going, meow. It's Friday.
Well, it's a good thing it's Friday then.
How are you?
Doing well. Excited for the weekend. How are you guys?
We are fantastic.
Great, thank you.
Also excited for the weekend. And is there lots happening in our area this weekend?
I mean, do you even have to ask at this point?
Right.
As per usual, there is a bunch going on. And we're excited because October is Arts Month in the Pikes Peak region. And we'll start with the kickoff event for Arts Month, which is tonight. And that's the Artini at the Mining Exchange and Gold Room in downtown Colorado Springs. It's the free community celebration that kicks off Arts Month. There's live entertainment on multiple stages, lots of mixing and mingling. And as the name suggests, it's art plus martini to create Artini. So, of course, there will be the opportunity to sample signature martinis created by some of the area's top mixologists. There'll be a DJ, a fashion show, aerialists, body painting, food trucks, photo booth station, hands-on activities, art activities, all sorts of shenanigans at the Mining Exchange and Gold Room downtown. It is a free event, but you must be 21 or older because of the martini component of the event. But it's a great way to kick off Arts Month and a fun Friday activity for folks.
Absolutely.
I was going to say understandable. And by the way, Artini is spelled with starts with a capital A if you're Googling it. Artini.
Right. Art. Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
But that's not the only event, of course, going on this weekend. Tomorrow is National Good Neighbor Day Celebration and the Neighbor Up Awards at the Council of Neighbors and Organizations, CONO office. They're going to shut down the block and have a block party and awards ceremony. Food trucks, ice cream, live music, family games. Plus, they're awarding their neighborhood art project stipend to a lucky neighborhood that submitted their ideas for a project in their neighborhood.
Nice.
The Manitou Springs Heritage Brew Festival is tomorrow from noon to 5 p.m. in Memorial Park in Manitou. Bands, Brew, and Manitou is the slogan, if you can't remember the name of the event. All proceeds will benefit the Manitou Springs Heritage Center. There will be 30 brewers and 3 bands. So if you're looking to taste some brews in the afternoon tomorrow, that's a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The Bliss Iron Pour is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. actually at Bliss Studio and Gallery in Monument. Excuse me. Over the past few months, the studio has presented welding and iron pour workshops, and participants have and will continue to until the day of the pour to collectively create a public art sculpture, which will culminate at the pour tomorrow evening. The iron pour begins at sunset, but there will be the tile carving throughout the day, live music, and also Papa Bear Pizza throughout the early evening. So if you're up in Monument looking for something fun to do, the iron pour is a great opportunity. And finally, we know that there are a lot of people headed up to the mountains to see the fall colors. And a good excuse to go up and do that is the big Aspen Happening Fall Festival in the city of Cripple Creek tomorrow and Sunday.
Fun.
A street party with an entire city block of inflatable fun, a massive slide, giant obstacle course, bounce houses, live music, street vendors, and of course art inspired by Mother Nature's fine fall handiwork. So a great weekend of shenanigans, starting off with the Artini tonight.
And Jonathan, just a reminder to everybody that's going into the high country to see the leaves, don't stop in the middle of the road. Thanks.
Right. Yes. Be safe. Be safe about it.
Pull over.
Get the Instagram photo off to the side of the road.
Correct. Yeah. Like, don't block backup traffic on 67 for miles.
It's kind of like pulling over on I-25 absolutely. When the Thunderbirds are flying.
Right. Yeah. Well, or stopping on the middle of the interstate. Pull over, people. Well, Jonathan, and right. I know there's a lot more happening, so they can just go to the website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to go. Check out details for what we just talked about, plus more.
Perfect. Jonathan Toman, manager of peakradar.com. Peak Radar. Thank you, Jonathan. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too, Mike and Renee. Thank you.
And it is 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock as we roll on down that highway.